to go down to South Philadelphia and hang around, mess around down there, and get into trying to pick up these girls. That's when American Bandstand was big, you know, and everybody had one of those big long things coming out the front of their head. You know, that hair used to come down, you know, like you had a toilet paper roll inside of it, one of those things. So I used to get one of those haircuts like that with the sides going all the way back, grease it down real good, you know, so I look very shiny. Of course, I was like 15, and I couldn't go out with myself. And I've been getting excited. That was about the first time the Kama Sutra had come out. And like, while in many ways I was a late bloomer, as far as my interest in things like the Kama Sutra, I was always right on top of it. You know, I just wanted to see what was happening all the time. So I started reading the Kama Sutra. I'm looking around for somebody that could be the recipient of my long anticipated glee. And who do I come up with but this friend of mine says he can fix me up with his cousin, Carmela. And I suppose you've all heard that line. Anybody that's done that blind date routine, you know, they've heard, she's a little heavy, but she's got a cute face. Those are things to avoid. You know, rather catch the plague.
There's a song which I like to dedicate to anyone in the audience that weighs over 900 pounds.
Nobody loves a fat girl, but oh, how a fat girl can love. Nobody seems to want me, I'm just a truck upon the highway of love.
I remember going down the first time into Carmela's house in South Philadelphia, down around 8th and Wharton. Sitting there minding my own business, I got in the car with this guy Lou, who was Carmela's cousin, and down we go into South Philadelphia. Get down there, and I knew right away that I was in trouble. Because like when the door opened up, there was no steps in the house. You know, it was just like ramps, pulleys, and chain hoists. This was really a swine woman. She was really something. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I understand now she's working for the Monroe-Matic shock absorber company, you know, as the load leveler. She tests them. They take her out on the track and put her in the back seat of a car, and if it bumper doesn't scratch bottom, they know it's good, you know. It's like a whole new approach in marketing research. You just got Carmela sitting there on a hand truck, wheel her up and slide her into position, and they're ready to go. But that was a very weird thing. I remember her father was a guy named Meatball Pellegrini, and Lou went in the house and he said, "How you doing, Uncle Meat?" And those kind of people don't usually talk. You know, they just sat there and scowled. Look, as if I actually had lewd designs on his daughter, who turned out had lewd designs on me. But you know, a woman like that you should have nothing to do with in the summertime, because that's a wintertime woman, you know. That's not a summertime woman. No, they throw off a lot of heat, you know. So I'm there kind of minding my own business, and we're going to go down to 61st Street Drive-In down by the airport. It's really nice. We used to go down there and go swimming. I can't swim very well, but like there was always tires near around it. You could grab a hold to a refrigerator door, you know? So there was always something nearby. I remember a friend of mine used to swim down there too, and he said he knew he had to stop swimming down there. Came up one day and had a rubber across the top of his head, you know? The water isn't very good down there anymore. It's, don't know what you're liable to find, you know, what you're liable to get. But we ended up down around there, down the drive-in, and Carmela throws the make on me, throwing that, you know. I wish she was like really nice, because the way she came on could have been a very nice evening in the back of that old car, but no. Mm-mm. You can get really hung up messing with somebody that big. You get hung up in a wrinkle somewhere. You just be sitting there asking yourself, am I there? Am I there? You don't know, you know, you can't tell. I think she's the kind of girl that used to have to wash herself with mirrors. You know, have to have them all around the shower, on the floor, on the ceiling, you know, so she could really check out what she was doing. There's a line I'm going to use in a song that I'm just about finished with, where I call a girl like that a girl that looked like a refrigerator with a head.